Representative Paul Ryan of Wisconsin's 1st District is a co-author of the Medicare reform bill that narrowly passed in the House. Ryan says his version of the plan will guarantee Medicare solvency for the foreseeable future, but if nothing is done, the program won't be around long.
It is very important for people to know that as it stands right now, without a prescription drug benefit, Medicare is going broke. Medicare, according to the actuaries, is going insolvent within 13 years.
Ryan says the Senate version doesn't go far enough to fix what's wrong with Medicare.
The Senate version, I believe, will result in accelerating the bankruptcy of Medicare, and it will compromise this program for the baby boom generation. The key reforms that we have in this bill, in the House bill, are very important toward advancing the solvency of Medicare for the baby boom generation. And that is the critical area that the Senate falls deeply short of doing.
Senator Russ Feingold is not happy with the House version of Medicare reform, saying it places too much emphasis on the private sector and not enough on Medicare itself. He is happy, though, that both versions rectify inequities in Medicare reimbursement that were shortchanging Wisconsin.
There's a lot of help for Wisconsin and other states that get a raw deal under the Medicare reimbursement formula. I've been taking the lead on this issue, which is costing us $1 billion a year in Wisconsin, and this bill, if it goes through in the Senate form, will provide $250 million to Wisconsin hospitals, physicians, and others over the next 10 years to help reduce our health care costs. So there are problems. I hope the bill gets better, but at this point I can support the Senate version, but not the House version.
Senator Herb Kohl voted against the bill, as did Republican Representative Jim Sensenbrenner and all of the Democratic representatives from Wisconsin. John Wanamaker, Wisconsin Public Radio.